Country Bob FM.
It's the Bob Almanac here today.
Haven't heard that one for a while.
No, we haven't, had we?
Yeah.
Very nice.
It was nice.
This noisemaker, I forgot we had it.
I did too. Yeah, it's kind of a cartoon.
Very much so.
You feel like you're watching the Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote there.
But it's handheld. It's a handheld noisemaker, batteries, the whole thing. Today, Thursday, January 30th. 30th day of the year, this date, 1649. You know, they had a different way of handling leaders that they didn't like back in the day. You know, now you just vote them out, or, you know, if they do have high and commit high crimes and misdemeanors while in office, you impeach them and then vote them out of office. But, you know, back in the old days, they just take you over and lop your head off.
And
yes, England's King Charles I in 1649, which isn't that long ago when you think about it. It is, but it isn't. He's beheaded. State.
Yeah.
High crimes
like
and misdemeanors.
He ruled. Yeah. Okay.
No, they didn't. I don't know. Maybe he ordered something that people didn't like, and lo and behold, there was an uprising. There was a coup, and King Charles, rather than just let him go on his way,
there,
he said,
you know,
no.
Maybe
we've got this little extra special present for you. Here you go. And your family can keep it as a souvenir.
Very nice.
So 1649. 1798, we had the first ball. And I think that never happened here in the United States. So that was probably a thing when we were out seeking our independence and the whole thing. I think that was the thing also that our founding fathers said. We're going to stop that. The whole hierarchy and the monarchy and the king and the queen and everything, it's because of that. Of the royal family that all that took place. We're not going to do that here anymore.
Yeah, I think, and I'm, for one, I think it was the right decision.
1798, first brawl in the Congress, U.S. House of Representatives took place. You know, when you can't hammer out things in conference committee, just wrestle it out, fight it out on the floor of the House of Representatives. Congressman Matthew Lyon and Roger Griswold fought on the House floor. I wish they would do that today. I'd love to see a fight between Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell. And I got to be honest, I don't know who's going to win that.
No, that's that would probably be a toss-up at this point.
So that was 1798. Let's move on to 1835. Talked about heads of state and 1649. King Charles I was beheaded. This is the date that President Andrew Jackson survived what was the first ever assassination attempt on a president.
Wow, 1835
Andrew Jackson.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
You survived it. 1847, this date, San Francisco was named San Francisco. I'm sure, according to Ron Burgundy, it was discovered by the Germans, even though it wasn't. 1847, San Francisco originally was known as Yerba Buena, which the translation of that is good weed. Yerba Buena. Which is kind of fitting for San Francisco.
Yeah, but, they've been smoking it ever since.
Exactly, and I guess it's good. Must have been, because they got quite a reputation on it. But it's probably best that they went from Yerba Buena to San Francisco. That was 1847. 1933. Radio show theme time, Neil.
Yes, I like that.
A fiery heart for the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger.
The Lone Ranger debuted on radio, begins a 21-year run on ABC Radio. Of course, it would be on TV as well.
21 years on the radio, that's impressive.
It is indeed. Clayton Moore, did he do it on the radio, or was he just television?
That would have to be looked up. It seems crazy, he might have done some radio.
The crazy, insane Clayton Moore.
Yeah. I might see if I can look that up.
1968 here this date.
If you had to choose the most important event of the Vietnam War, it certainly would be the Tet Offensive. It changed how people looked at the war, and doing so, it changed the war itself.
That was today. 1968, during the Vietnam War, the Tet Offensive. North Vietnamese soldiers and Viet Cong guerrillas launched surprise attacks on the South Vietnamese in the capitals there, the provincial capitals, known as the Tet Offensive. Walter Cronkite, there was actually in Vietnam for that, reported from that, and then he came back, and that's when he did the big editorial where he said he didn't think that we would be able to win the Vietnam War, that it was a no-win scenario, and that's when LBJ pretty much decided not to run again, because he says, if I've lost Walter Cronkite, I've lost Middle America, was the quote that Lyndon B. Johnson said, and then he decided not to run in 1968, but the Tet Offensive happened on this date in 1968. Same day in 68, Minnesota Vikings. Did you know the Vikings, is this the only time they've ever had the number one overall pick? I can't remember them ever having the number one overall pick, even after 84, when they went 3-13. I can never remember
I don't think they did.
Having the number one, other than 1968, and maybe prior to that, as an expansion team, they probably had a high draft pick, but they had the number one overall pick in 68, and they picked Ron Yeary.
Offensive lineman from USC.
Yep. He's an offensive tackle.
Yes.
USC, was very good in college, became an NFL Hall of Famer, and was certainly an anchor of that offensive line through all those great years.
Yeah. He and Ed White, next to each other, we're good. And,
until we traded him for Ricky Young.
To the Chargers. Yeah.
So that was this date, 1968. You had another thought on Ron Yeary?
No. I just was trying to figure out, who
Clay
else.
Moore?
Oh, no, I did look that up. It was just TV.
Okay.
He just did TV, two different stints on TV.
Very nice.
Didn't show any radio there.
1972.
The reaction in Belfast to the shooting was quick. Last night, fires were raging in the Andersonstown area, and for some time the fire brigade was unable to move in. This morning, in Catholic areas, black flags were out, and feelings were no less bitter than in Londonderry. Fleets of lorries and cars were hijacked in Andersonstown and the Falls area, driven away, and then burned to provide barricades.
This is a particularly bloody day in history. We had King Charles I beheaded, Andrew Jackson almost killed. We had the Tet Offensive, and now we have Bloody Sunday, 1972. Yes. In Northern Ireland, British soldiers killed 13 Roman Catholic civil rights marchers in Northern Ireland on this date. The highest death toll from a single shooting incident during, as they called, the Troubles there with Northern Ireland, 1972.
Very tumultuous time there.
1975, something a little happier here.
Sure, Sir Isaac Newton unraveled the mysteries of gravity. But could he have unraveled the mysteries of Rubik's Cube? 3 weeks ago, Judge Smith retired to her chambers with Exhibit A, Rubik's Cube. She hasn't been seen since. Rubik's Cube, over 3 billion combinations, but just one solution from Ideal.
It's our patent of the day. Erno Rubik applies for his patent for his magic cube invention. It later be known, and it would bear his name, Rubik's Cube, 1975. I didn't
never
have the patience.
Never could figure it out.
Never had the patience.
Like I said, I tried, and then I fired it against the wall, shattered it into a million pieces.
I'm done with it. I'm not surprised. Yep. You know, I think the only way I would have been able to do it is the whole take the stickers off.
Yep.
That's some real cheating right there.
And then you see it, there's that YouTube video, some guy, he does it in like 3 seconds, four seconds.
You can program your brain once you know.
I didn't know. My brain, unprogrammable.
Birthdays today. Well, what you need to do is you need to have it degaussed.
That's probably, I'm not sure what that is,
right,
but sounds like something I could use.
Yep.
Mitch Testbacher!
Gene Hackman, 95 today, the greatest Lex Luthor ever.
For sure. And that is, as you know, one of my very favorites.
Mr. Tucker!
And then, of course, he's down there in the, his lair is down in an unused area of the subway in New York, or Metropolis. And, of course, just the echo and the reverb of when he says that.
Mr. Tucker!
It's just beautiful. It really is. But he was in a lot of movies. French Connection, Popeye Doyle. You know him from Unforgiven. Yes. Certainly.
He was a great, very good bad guy, if you will. He was impressive.
Gene Hackman, 95, still with us here today. Vanessa Redgrave, also an award winner, Oscar and Emmy.
And Vanessa Redgrave as Julia. Yesterday, they lived in a sheltered world of wealth and dreams.
She had the fortune of working with Jason Robards the movie Julia. She won the Academy Award. She was Julia.
She was.
And her sister was Lynn Redgrave. She's of the Redgraves, Neil, the Redgrave family. Very talented family. And she is
so.
88 today, our former vice president of the day. He always seemed to me to be a bit gruff.
I would say that's a good way to
Dick
say
Cheney.
For Dick.
The gruff Dick Cheney. Not a great shot either, as we found out.
No.
Shot his buddy in the face, didn't he? Wasn't it facial buckshot?
Was it facial or
somewhere.
End or something?
Yeah. No, you're thinking of Wedding Crashers. Vince Vaughn got it in the backside there from Bradley Cooper. Dick Cheney, 84 today. No. Phil Collins today, 74. He's not getting around so well anymore. I saw him in Target Center a few years ago and pretty much had to do the show sitting down.
There was a stretch there in the 80s where there was nobody hotter, it seemed like.
Well, he was bouncing back and forth. He would do solo, and then he would be with Genesis, and then solo, then Genesis. It's really hard to... The song's on the radio, and then he did some duets there as well.
Yeah.
Phil Collins is 74 today. From the show Grace Under Fire, comedian actress Brett Butler.
Doggone it, honey, I'm proud you stole.
You are?
Yeah. You know, every time I go in Russell's Pharmacy, I spend $15 or $20. That candy bar you took cost 50 cents. You saved me some money. Thank you.
She was good in that role. It was called Grace Under Fire, and Brett Butler is 67.
I'm looking for a new love, baby.
Latter half of the 80s, Jody Wadley had some hits. She also performed with the group Shalimar. They were dancing in the sheets, if I'm not mistaken. Jody Wadley. 66, country singer today.
They were angels in waiting.
Tammy Cochran. Her one big hit.
Yeah, not a lot of hits, but that was a memorable one.
Treasuring time.
And it's Angels in Waiting.
Yeah.
And she's 53. He was one of the Batmen.
God needs its true hero. No. You either die a hero, or you live long enough to see yourself become the villain. I can do those things.
Can you understand at all what Christian Bale is saying there? I don't know why they had him do that. I mean, Adam West never adjusted his voice, and they couldn't tell the difference. Why did they have to do it in the Batman Begins and the Dark Knight Rises trilogy? Christian Bale, 51.
He's always out of breath, it sounded like. Yeah.
He played Dick Cheney in the movie.
Oh,
was it
he?
W? Yeah, the W movie about George W. Bush. He was Dick Cheney in that. Christian Bale. I don't know if you've seen him in American Psycho.
No,
that one's pretty good too. Yeah,
yeah,
that one is insane.
I liked him in 310 to Yuma. It was a very
he
good,
was in that
Western.
One. Yes, he's in a lot of things. Christian Bale, 51.
Nice. Where do you live?
America.
It's pronounced America.
That's what I said. America.
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 He was Fez, one of the kids on That 70s Show.
Yeah.
Wilmer Valderrama is 45 today. Another country artist here with us.
When life was nothing more than living for
Josh Kelly.
Just to steal a kiss on the tailgate of that ride.
Is it him or is it?
Days don't wash away.
that Georgia Clay.
Yeah, that's his brother that was with.
Lady Antebellum. Josh Kelly, singer-songwriter. You know, he's married to Katherine Heigl. I guess I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
Katherine Heigl, who I've always liked her work. She's 45. And our rapper of the day today is Kid Cudi, who wants to be King Cudi. But then, I don't know if you want to be King Cudi because you end up getting beheaded like King Charles I.
Right.
So maybe you should just stay Kid Cudi. Our rapper of the day.
Relation to Michael Kadire.
No.
Called Cudi.
Certainly not.
No.
Okay. 41 today.
41. All right. Gone but not forgot. We got a nice list in the gone department today. We have another gone president of the day. And it's former president. He served a long time. Probably longer, right, than any other president. Franklin Delano Roosevelt, 1882.
December 7th, 1941. A date which will live in infamy.
That line was supposed to be a date that would live in history, and he changed it. Probably for the better.
Yeah, and it became a part of our fabric. Yeah.
Sure.
We talk about it, and that is one of the most famous speeches in our history. Franklin Delano Roosevelt, old FDR, 1882. John Ireland was an actor. He was in Spartacus, among other things, 1914.
How about gunfight at the OK Corral?
John Ireland as Ringo.
Have a drink then.
Now you'll see them as they really were. Hot-blooded men in a raw and relentless era.
Burt Lancaster and who else? Kirk Douglas was in that?
Yeah. That's
pretty amazing. That was a heck of a cast in that one.
It was indeed. John Ireland was in that 1914. Same year for a guy who was in, I remember in a great Gunsmoke in 75, but he was the Mad Hatter in the Batman TV program in the 60s, actor David Wayne.
All of this country's president's hats are currently on loan to the Gastonian Institution.
President's hats?
Yes, Washington's, Jefferson's, Lincoln's, Grant's worth millions.
You're a genius, Jervis.
And all topped by Batman's cowl. Oh, don't worry, boys. It'll be top hat and tails from now on.
Yes, it will be.
Yes.
Where does the Mad Hatter rate for you? In the list of from the 1966 Batman series,
I would say lower tier.
Yeah.
You know, maybe
not
a
top
seven.
Five.
Yeah, no. I'd say outside of the top five as well. But I enjoyed his work, David Wayne. He was in a ton of shows for sure. 1914. In 1922, from Rowan and Martin's Laugh In, say goodnight, Dick. Dick Martin, again, 1922.
Way to ruin the surprise.
Say goodnight, Dick.
Goodnight, Dick.
Goodnight, everybody. Have a nice time.
And his buddy Dan Rowan.
Yes, they had the magic in the late 60s there, the Rowan and Martin's Laugh In. He was always laughing. Pretty good guy. Dick Martin, 1922. Emmy Award-winning composer. It's like a TV theme time. Morton Stevens.
More than just the themes. He did the theme for Hawaii Five-O, but all the other music that's part of these shows, including Gunsmoke, Neil.
Yes.
I mean, who doesn't recognize this from Gilligan's Island, right?
For sure.
It's not the theme, but it's like the bumper music coming into out of commercial and into a scene.
Scene, yes. Here comes Gilligan and the skipper.
Yeah, they're just walking through the jungle.
Yeah,
he's probably
right, carrying
some coconuts or something.
Yeah, he was... This guy did it all. Emmy Award-winning composer, conductor Morton Stevens did all that great work, 1929. Actor Trinidad Silva Jr. was on Hill Street Blues.
Yes, he was. But, you know, he was also in the movie UHF, and there's a certain smallish land animal that he's not too fond of.
Well, let's see. I got one aardvark, one flamingo, four porcupines, two armadillos, three badgers. Badgers? Badgers? We don't need no stinking badgers!
I think the University of Minnesota uses that like on their scoreboard when they play the Badgers.
They should. He was Jesus Martinez on gang Hill
member.
Street Blues.
I think he was a gang member, wasn't he? Or was he an informant? Yeah. I can't remember.
I can't remember either. But, yeah, I like that bit right there. That was good. Born on this day again, 1950. In 1957, one of our favorite golfers. We lost him tragically in a plane mishap. Payne Stewart, 1957. And they're all gone. But not forgotten.
So what would he be today? 68?
Yes.
Would he be? Do you think he'd still be playing at 68? Probably would have retired from the senior tour at this point.
He could still be playing potentially on the Champions, but
that's what I mean. A lot of guys, they don't go too far into their 70s.
No, that's about enough.
Well, let's sit back and enjoy. We got one that your staff forgot. Let's sit back and enjoy some Jefferson Starship here. This would be Marty Balin, Neil. Your staff overlooked Marty Balin. Great voice.
Sure.
Big part of Jefferson Airplane and then Starship, and then he left.
Yeah.
They brought in Mickey Thomas.
This was a big hit for sure. Love it.
Marty Balin, he died in 2018, born 1942. Now,
they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Hank Williams Jr., you're born to boogie. Fire and Smoke, Earl Thomas Conley, or Leroy Parnell, I'm holding my own.
I'm going to go ETC today.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDDG, Albany, KDDG, HD1, Albany, St. Cloud, KDGY, Faribault, KLCI.